In today's Mishnah, we learn the 7th and 8th Mishnah from the 14th Perek of Masechta Zvachim, and we continue learning about the locations which Korbanot were offered and consumed as a change in certain points in throughout history. The last location we learned about was Shiloh. Now, unfortunately, what happened was in the times of Eli HaKohen, Shiloh was destroyed, and the Aron was taken away by the Plishtim, and they erected the Mishkan in a location called Nov. When the Mishkan was in Nov and in Givon, so it was in Nov for 13 years, and then in times of Shaul HaMelech, it was destroyed, and they moved the Mishkan to a place called Givon, which was there for 44 years. Mishnah says, in that time, Hutru Habamot. That's when the private altars once again permitted. And that's based on the pasuk we read yesterday. It says, Kilo Vatem Ad Ata El HaMenucha Vel HaNachala. When you haven't reached these two locations, Menucha and Nachala. Now, if Menucha, referring to Shiloh, was the last location in which, from that point onwards, all Bamo Asur, the pasuk was necessary to mention another location, Nachala, which is referring to Yerushalayim. So the understanding is, since both locations are mentioned, we understand in the intervening period between Menucha and Nachala, meaning between Shiloh and when Beit HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, that was a period when the Bamot, these private altars, were once again permitted. Mishnah says, during that time, Kodshei Kadashim Nachalim Lefinim Akalim, once again, the Kodshei Kadashim, these Korbanot, that, for example, a Chatat Hasham and the like, and that had to be consumed within the curtains, meaning within the actual Mishkan itself. However, these are the curtains of Mishkan, and the Kodshei Kalim Bechol Arei Yisrael, and Kodshei Kalim, meaning like Shlamim, where the meat could be consumed by the owners, as we've been discussing, that was once again permitted to be eaten anywhere. What's interesting as well, also Ma'aser Sheni, the second tithe from that point, could be eaten anywhere as well. In other words, it wasn't a requirement to bring it to the location of the Mishkan, like it was in the Hamas of Beit HaMikdash, we had to bring Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim. And that is because the Pasuk says, Lo tuchal lechol bisharecha maser dagancha v'tirushcha v'yitzarecha, b'chor b'korcha v'tzonecha, v'chol nedrecha shetido v'nidvotecha v'tshumat yedecha. Here the Pasuk connects the Korbanot and Ma'aser Sheni together. So when the Korbanot had to be eaten in that location, so too Ma'aser Sheni, meaning when Kodshei Kalim had to be consumed by the Makom Mishkan or Beit HaMikdash, that's when that applied to Ma'aser Sheni as well. Let's now learn the 8th Mishnah. Ba'u Yerushalayim, when finally they built the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, in that time, Ne'esru HaBamot. That's when the private altars became forbidden once again. V'loy alahem od heter. And from that point onwards, Bamot were never permitted again. The Hayta Nachala and Yerushalayim is referred to by the term Nachala in the Pasuk that we were mentioning today and yesterday. So from that point onwards, we said, so then, Kodshei Kadashim Nachalim Lefnim Menakleim, that the Kodshei Kadashim, they have to be now, the reference is within the curtains, but here referring to the walls of the Azara, the temple courtyard, and the Kodshei Kalim, his other Korbanot, and Ma'aser Sheni, those two things, the second tithe that normally has to be taken to Shalim and eaten there, and Kodshei Kalim, which is referring to the meat of the, for example, the Shlamim and Torah that is consumed by the owners, unlike the previous phase, which could be eaten anywhere in Israel, from this point on, it would have to be Lifnim Min HaChoma, within the walls of the city of Yerushalayim itself. Those are the Mishnah today.